Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. Ha, ha, I got you looking. All eyes on me like I'm an incomplete pyramid. Cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all notice it. So far from limited. Platinum without a hit. My trip on that grind, that whole Benz lit. Acting like you on my team, when you the lion shit. Your fake game is weak, hater you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's a perfect fit. My swag balling, rhyme swishing, like a chef. My verse is cooking, when I thrust, the bed shooking. It's my fault, now she hooking. Her snatch is wet, while she took in. Stuck on stoop, like she's from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent, for the bookin'.
Yeah. I'm Matt Franco, a.k.a. Big Stats. I relax your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you, too, says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSFP. Does that pussy ride? It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Fire Part 2 with Primo and the MSFP crew. And all the chicks they want it through. Hit me and skip the tune. So now girl, you know what to do. So now girl, you know what to do.
Ooh yeah, hey. It's super beat up on this track. You be up in the club, kicking that fat ass. You know what they want, to smack that ass. So give it to them, I'll bounce right back. I'll give you a lucky experience, you'll never go past. The action section, a baby wait in the back. I'll make it come so hard, you like, ooh yeah. Thanks, skipper, you real bad. Thanks, skipper, you real bad.
What up, what up, what up? You're tuned in to Big Stats Idle Out, or the station that's got him looking. And talking about Got Him Looking, that was Got Him Looking by my group, the MSFP crew, featuring the homie Primo. We got a great show for you today. We got a guest on the line who's going to be joining us on the line in a few. And talking to us about her company, AMF Designs. So we're going to be talking to her soon, and, later on we'll be re-airing, the episode, of my own FM radio interview from Psych Ward Radio, where I was discussing my past with American Idol. And the work I do with my MSFP crew partner, Skippa, who we're actually doing a showcase December 28th to benefit her. And if you go and you're watching or listening to the re-airing of this on the podcast, if you click on Blog Talk Radio, you can actually see the actual flyer for this event. So we have our guest, who I believe just came on the line with us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Nice.
Anyways, so I was checking out your website with all the stuff that you do. I don't know if you were listening to it. A showcase, benefit showcase at the end of the year that's coming up, and I see that one of your services provide are So, within your company, do you have any special rates for bulk rates for people who are interested in getting T-shirt designs?
Yeah, I do have special rates that I can go over with artists. I do have, for new customers that come on to AMF Designs, I usually give them a really good discount on screen printing. So it just all depends on what they order. Like, I can't say numbers, like, right off the top of my head because it ultimately depends on everything that they're interested in getting.
All right. Well, we're definitely going to have to discuss that a little bit more off air later on because...
Yeah.
That would definitely be of use. Well, I guess we're going to keep the questions going right now because while I wait for my switchboard to reload.
Okay.
Recently we had an artist on the line that I believe that might be a client of yours, Elizabeth Pope. Tell me about working with her.
You said Lizzie Pope, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was cool working with her. We had very good open communication, I think. She really liked her design that I came up with. It was something really simple, but she was very pleased with the artwork that I did for her. So it was cool working with her. I love working with artists because, I mean, I'm an artist also, just in a different form, so... That was awesome. She's a very down-to-earth person.
I've definitely had that experience with her when we had her on the station a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that you also do business cards. What?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Tell us about some of the business cards you've done.
I've done business cards for all types of companies, from tattoo artists, barber shops. Carpet cleaning businesses. I've done so many, I can't really remember, but just all types of businesses. And the thing that I guess I do is, like, I really kind of want to understand the vision of the customer and what they want, and I just really work close with them in bringing what their vision is to life on the card. Because, I mean, a business card represents you, and that's, like, the first impression basically you give someone when you hand them your business card. So I like it to, like, look good and just stand out and just pop.
All right. We're going to toss it to a quick song, but we'll talk some more in a few minutes. We were just about Lizzie Pope. Here's Lizzie Pope with Little Darling.
Family sits on the dark gray porch. Shades of blue, shades of yellow, shades of green, and maybe red. They're singing a tune in their head, and this is what they said. Little darling, don't you cry. Little darling, don't you cry. Little darling, don't you cry. I caught a bus into the city, strumming my six-string guitar. A few riffs of Dylan, but that tune was in my head. Little darling, don't you cry. darling, don't you cry. Little darling, don't you cry. Wave goodbye now. Wave goodbye now. My family sits on the dark gray porch. Shades of blue, shades of yellow, shades of purple, and maybe red. They're singing a tune in their head, and this is what they said. Little darling, don't you cry. Little darling, don't you cry. Little darling, don't you cry. Everything will be alright. Everything will be alright.
That was Lizzie Darley. Excuse me. That was Lizzie Pope with Little Darling. And if you're joining us, we're talking with Andrea, who has this great design company. So tell us about how you started out with doing this work that you do.
Let me see. I guess I've always had like a vision of some type of like artwork, and I don't know, just wanting to do something artistic, just because that's how my mind works. And I don't know, I just started going to school, and eventually like things just fell into place where it led me on this path. And I mean, I just put myself out there like just to learn the ins and outs of this business, and then from there I just started going really hard on it and just trying to advertise it and blow it up. And it's more than just like, you know, like this printing company. Like, it's all about building like relationships and just, you know, fast service and good service and just making the customers happy by bringing their vision to life. Like, that's what gets me like going, and that's what makes me happy, to actually give the customer, like, whether it's screen printing and they're trying to build like a clothing line or just put themselves out there, whether they're a DJ or an artist, the fact like the face and the expression they have is just like, oh, like it makes me so happy that they're happy that I was able to help them, you know?
So, right.
That's just how it all started.
All right. And where can people go if they want to try to connect with you to get some work done?
I do have my website. It's currently like under construction right now. So, I mean, they could still get my contact information. I do have an Instagram. It's AMF _2_designs with a Z. And then my Facebook is just AMF Designs with a Z also. And on there, they'd be able to contact me. It has examples of work that I put together already. It has business cards. It has screen printing that I've done. I have pictures of like artists like wearing their clothes, like just being happy, so they could see the quality and the happiness that my work brings.
All right, we're gonna toss it to another quick song. This is a Maceo favor, rock singer that we had a few weeks ago on the show with his song, So Beautiful.
My thoughts, get lost into your eyes. The stars above. Can't compare to take some time out of my day to call. perfect way to describe you.
You're so beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
On the person, like you said, some are simple and some are a little bit more, I guess, pop more. So it all depends on the person. And like I said before, like it's all about bringing the client's customer's vision to life. So I really just try to pay attention to what they want, and I do my best, you know. And we go back and forth and till they're happy. And mostly all the time they're happy about their design. So that's dope, and it's front and back color, so it all depends on the artist and what they want on the flyers, what they're trying to promote, what they're trying to advertise, what they're trying to do with the flyer.
For like a standard club event for 1,000 flyers in glossy What would that usually run?
For 1,000, it'd probably run around 150 for 1,000 flyers front and back. Full color design, all that. It's on cardstock, so it's good quality.
All right.
But like I said, even with the flyers, like I said, for first time customers, they do get a discount. So. Yeah.
All right. We're gonna do another quick song. This is "Sorry" by Justin Bieber.
Nice. Justin.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem all myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chance. Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. The blame if you want me to, but you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I go and then you go out and spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know all that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? I'm not just trying to get you back on me.
Sometimes people will have the files already created, and it would be in a vector format. And if I have to create the artwork, I create it on Illustrator, and It's in vector format, and basically, like, they give me an idea of what they want. I create it. I send them a mock-up, and, you know, they either – I send it for approval, and, you know, sometimes there's changes, sometimes there isn't. So it just depends. And, yeah, we just go from there, and after it's done, then, you know, we put it into production. And once the order is ready, I either deliver it to them or they pick it up. So.
And people who are local who want to go into your location, where are you located?
I'm located in Corona, California, and it doesn't, like, I've done business. It doesn't really matter what location. Like, I've done business with people in Florida. I've done business with people in Colorado. Specifically for screen printing, and you know, I got it delivered to them. And if it is local, like, I'm more than willing to, you know, meet up with the customer. They could either swing by my office, or we could just meet up somewhere and get their stuff delivered.
All right, we're gonna toss it to another quick song.
Okay.
This one is the Hotspot Got Back remix by my own group, the MSFP crew, featuring
nice.
Brown and Tierra Mora. This is Hotspot Got Back remix.
Go, get it, get it, go, 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 get it, get it.
Again, I'm sorry.
Tell us a little bit about the different type of business cards you've designed. I've seen people, there's a lot of people who have just the traditional, sideways mat, but I've also seen some people who have business cards where they print them, some people choose to print diagonally, some people print horizontally, and some people choose raised ink, and some people choose glossy design. So tell us a little bit about some of the different types of business cards that you've designed.
A lot of customers do request either horizontal or vertical designs, and usually when they do that, I usually put together both. I put a design for both because that way it gives them, options just in case, they want to go more with the other one. Yeah, I give them options, and then I do glossy. There's also round corners for business cards. A lot of people have been going with that just to be a little bit more, creative, stands out more. So, yeah, usually you go with gloss in the front, and it's basically flat in the back. But, it all depends on the person that's getting it designed and what they want, so... They have so many choices.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us
thank you
today.
For having me.
And we'll definitely talk more off air later on today.
Yes, I look forward to it.
I want to remind our listeners that they can check out past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour by going to bigstatsidlehour.com or by going to our parent website, msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com, where they can check out past and present episodes of this show and shows I've done before. Hear music by my group, the MSFP crew, as well as music that I produce. Check out all the projects I'm involved with. And while they're there, at msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com. Make sure to scroll to the bottom, click our beautiful little yellow donate button. We're working on creating a foundation, the Big Stats Cares Foundation, that benefits special needs children through music education. So make sure to check. Again, I want to thank our guest today, and we're going to leave you with a little bit of an interview that I did on an FM radio show out of Connecticut known as Psych Ward Radio, where I went on Psych Ward Radio to promote a solo single by my music partner, Skippa. And this is that interview.
And then when we come back, we are going to be airing a track by Skippa out of Hollywood, California. And this track is called Firepower. All right, this track is called Firepower by the artist Skippa. All right, guys, so stay tuned. Psych Word.
Hey, I got that fire for ya, Skippa. has that fire for you. With him, Mr. P, that's the heat. We're gonna get in once again. Got a lot of adrenaline pulsing through my veins. Don't want these intense feelings to evaporate. Think we ought to let loose another day. And keep real with me, I'm gonna do the same. Just wish my crazy thoughts and wild dreams would dissipate. I don't need all these realist images running through my brain. I can deal without the pain and heartbreak. Wanna feel emotions of being loved because our huge commotion have a body trembling, huh? And I love it, yes sir, don't get me wrong. Wanna take my aggression out on you all night long. In the bedroom, in the shower, on the ground, you know I can go on for hours. I got the fire, fire, power, power racing through my blood, blood. I bring that passion mixed with affection. On making love, you got my full attention. No need to doubt that for a moment, you see. Don't have the times I gotta tell ya, you're the one that I want. You're the one that needs a subject, don't mean a thing to me, nah. I don't flirt with them, you see, I don't sleep with them. You're the only one that has me grinning. Every second of every day, thinking about constantly, you're always on my brain. Think you need to break away and leave this melodramatic party. Come on, head back to the apartment, get a little bit naughty. The same baby, you know I've been craving your body. I wanna dive into my midnight treat, you know I be one sweet. Something I taste, yo, peaches and cream. I'll make you see it ain't all about sex, about love and respect. And promise you this, I'm gonna be the very best. And nah, nah, this ain't a test. We've gotten older, I've learned what to expect. Me, I'm more interested in long-term relationships, yeah. I'm damn serious. I used to love that FWB thing with no strings attached, but those types of partnerships never last. Getting close to some point in my life, I gotta settle down. Still search my queen, you know, to wear this crown. She got my bread to everything and never let me down. Let's head for a happy ending like in the Disney movies, pal. Just gotta find my destiny, willing to prove this all to me. But hey, this all happened in my dreams, who knows what it's really gonna be. And I love it, you know, don't get me wrong. Wanna take my crush out on you all night long. In the bedroom, in the shower, on the ground, you know I can go on for hours. Got the fire, fire, power, power racing through my blood, blood. I bring that passion mixed with affection. All making love, you got my full attention. No need to doubt that for a moment. Don't have time to gotta tell ya, you're the one that I want. You're the one that need these other chicks, don't mean a thing to me, nah. I don't flirt with them, you see, I don't sleep with them. You're the only one that has me grinning. Every second of every day, think about constantly, you're always on my brain. You need to break away and leave this mellow, dramatic party. Come on, head back to the apartment, get a little bit naughty. I'm saying, baby, you know I've been craving your sexy body. I wanna dive into my midnight treat. You know I be one and sweet. Something I taste, yo, peaches and cream. I'll make you see it all about sex, about love and reset. Yeah, I got that fire, power, power racing through my blood, blood. I bring that passion mixed with affection. I'm making love, you got my full attention. No need to doubt that for a moment. I'm saying, no matter how you gotta tell ya, you're the one that I want. You're the one that need this. A chick don't mean a thing to me, nah. I'm saying, baby, you know, one of these days I hope to make it an actual reality. Come on, a girl can dream of happily ever, can't she? Saying, let's get it, let's get it now. Alright, cause you're out as I got that fire for ya. Feeling motivational, sensational. Trying to fire my ass, you know, to match my O. Untraceable, but fixable. Try to catch me if you can. You slow poke, stay at steady pace with wherever I go. Face all the obstacles in my way, jump over hurdles on the go. I slay away the van that walk at night, catch the one who bring fire in my eyes. At least that makes sense. So metaphoric, I'm Sagittarius who is spontaneous. I only act reckless on special occasions. My spit rhymes and flows, you know, be so potent. I got the potion worth holding. It keeps on growing, this passion burning within, underneath my skin. And I've come to win, so please let me in. I won't stop even when I pass the finish line, finish up the script. I got tons of riddles, tons of stories, while y'all play the fiddlehead straight for glory. And that bit was a little sarcastic. Unlike some of these females, I'm not made out of plastic. What?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Skippa. And on the line right now, we have Skippa's manager, Matt Frankel. Matt, you there?
Yep, it's the one and only Matt Big Fat Frankel. And if Matt sounds familiar to you, that's because I was representing my label, MSFP, and the group I work with, MSFP Crew, 5 years ago when I rocked for Jennifer Lopez in the American Idol audition room.
And that's crazy. So let me just give the listeners a little backdrop, because we played Skippa's track, and you're her manager. And so I came to know you through Skippa and her music, right? You guys are out of Hollywood, California. However, Skippa has some kind of, what was the diagnosis that she was given with her bone disorder?
It's called rhabdomyolysis. It's actually a muscular disorder that affects kidneys. I'm going to give you an email later on so you guys can put it on your site. We're going to be having a showcase actually coming up to raise money for her GoFundMe campaign for her dream tour, where we're going to be donating every additional dollar past our goal to Metaphoric.
Wow. So you know, and we and the listeners definitely wish her a healthy recovery with everything for sure. But let me just ask you, so you were actually on American Idol, right? And with Jennifer Lopez, and then what happened? You tried to start some kind of like weird beef with Randy Jackson. Is that what I understand while you were on there?
No, let me explain that. For those who, as many of us do, go onto YouTube, if you go on to YouTube and actually look on YouTube, you'll see that the majority of Randy Jackson's comments dealt with me going on and saying my occupation was a freelance music producer.
Okay.
And I felt to spend more time trying to judge me on being a freelance music producer. And my logic behind this is, how do you judge someone on a talent that you've never heard?
Wow. All right, so before you even got to say or do anything for Jennifer Lopez and Randy Jackson was already trying to start judging you.
Well, I had just finished doing a little rap intro that I had done, just to shake things up in there, because prior to me, no one has ever really attempted to do anything hip-hop in the American Idol audition room. Yeah, we see on TMZ that, you know, Kanye's now for the next season going on there, but really, before me, no one's ever thought, you know, try to see if we messed around with hip-hop in the American Idol audition room, what would happen.
Absolutely. Well, Matt Frankel, thank you very much for coming on Psych Word Radio Show. Now, if any of our listeners want to reach out to Skippa, her Twitter is Skippa Da Rappa, right? And that's SKIPPADARAPPA.
Yes, she can be found with that URL at both Instagram and Twitter.
All right. Well, Matt Frankel, thank you very much for coming on Psych Word. It was a pleasure having you on, sir. All right. Thank you very much. And that was Matt Frankel, and we aired the track for his artist, Skippa. So definitely big shout out to them.
And that was our interview on Psych Word Radio. And I want to thank again Andrea, who's still with us on the line.
You're welcome.
And still hearing about this story. For those who are just listening but aren't looking at the display, this showcase that we spoke about is going to be happening December 28th at Maverick Flats. I'll be performing at the close of the event one of Skippa's songs with where I'll be performing with my besides for just myself with two other artists, Princess Poppet and Sierra Sky. So for those who are going to be in the Los Angeles area on December 28th, come on down to Maverick Flats. If you're listening to this, click on the display and come and join us for that. Andrea, I'm going to give you a call after we sign out, and I'll catch you guys next here on Big Stats Idle Hour. Peace.